So then the next speaker, we have the next speaker, so the last speaker. It was Günther Hobbs.
Günther? Okay, few remarks. I don't really work on this, but I was always fascinated by theory, and I wish to give you an impression how somebody who is not directly in the field feels what is of special interest, what is fascinating. Now, if we look, this is a remark for the early developments and discussions. You mentioned the Romans, but in the early times of the Greeks, one had really discussions, what is randomness? You can find it by Plato and by Aristoteles and other authors. And there is the opinion that to judge sequence of events to be random, this depends from your intelligence. The sequence of events may appear to one person random, and for other persons it is very clear that it's logically or naturally in the sequence. And so, from this point of view, which again and again the history was discussed, it became for me very early clear that it could be that there doesn't exist that real definition of randomness, but that the situation maybe should be similar as in geometry. There is not only, as in the beginning there were discussions, and even in the 50s, if the Euclidean geometry would be the only geometry, there are a lot of geometries. And if you read the Habilitations lecture of Riemann, where he introduced the ideas of Riemannian geometry, he finished with a remark, "Now I gave you a perspective of the possible geometries. Now it is to a physician to see how is our world constructed. In which geometrical system will it fit in?" And so from this point of view, I see this theory, which is a mocker of complexity, or a theory which tries to give fundamentals for understanding of randomness. And I think if we look to Van Mises, he had the idea that if I decide that certain sequences are not random, then I can, relative to this space, try to define what is randomness. This is not the complementary set, but these are the sequences which are very hard to describe, and based on the sequences I accept as not random. And there are discussions now in arithmetic. If you compute the probability, think on Gauss' interest when he was 17 years old about the density of primes. And he suggested, you know, x divided by pi of x, now pi of x divided by x, where pi of x is the number of primes smaller than x, that this would describe the asymptotic density of primes. So, is the sequence of primes a random sequence? What is the difference between throwing a coin and to base randomness on the primes which appear? If you wish to know if a certain integer is a prime, you need a certain time to decide it. If to see what happens with a coin, you have to wait until you have thrown it. So what is really the difference if you have a sequence which is computable in a certain sense, and a sequence which is not compatible for you. The one appears as a random sequence, the other as long as you are not able to compute it. And so I think there is no decision what is the real concept of randomness. But we have a lot of concepts of random, and now we are in the situation, as you see, I mentioned Riemann, that now is to a physicist to see how is the world. And I think we now have a good concept for formulating randomness. But the question is, and this was the old discussion in the Greek time, what is random in the nature? And I think here the next step should be the contact with the physicists to see what should we look at as random processes in the nature and what not. And for myself, I judge each paper with four criteria. Is it sportive? This means sportive. This means did many people try it and were not able to do it? There is the top of the hill and somebody says, I wish to go on the hill. It didn't succeed. Then another says, I will do it. And then people run to the hill and one is the winner and gets the solution. And most papers in science are of this type. The second type is, it is practical. When I look on this paper, I am able to build a better car or something. This is practical. And the third type is, it is nice. What does this mean, the paper is nice? It simplifies, essentially, theories which exist. The definition is a little bit changed, and things become nice. Maybe you know Hermann Weyl, once one of the famous mathematicians of the 14th century, states in one place, beauty goes before correctness. So, you see, this you have not to take wörtlich. But what it means is theory is not finished before it is really nice. This is most important. And as a fourth criterion, the paper gives me a better understanding of my being and of the world. And I think this paper of the definition of Kolmogorov is nice. It gave a better understanding of the world and is well modified by the discussions over hundreds of years. But I think it is the first step. We need, let's say, it's überspitzt, and Einstein who now says, what happens here in the nature is this complexity class. Therefore, my side, the most interesting part of the theory are the hierarchies of randomness in correspondence to complexity classes. Thank you.
So that I think a comment of my own, the discussion of Professor Holtz, of course, is the question, does randomness exist at all in nature, for example? Some very big minds like, let's say, Laplace, one of the founders of the theory of probability, did not believe in true random events. For him, probability was simply a formulation or a set of unknown deterministic causes, and there was no randomness involved. Einstein didn't believe in randomness in nature, therefore not in the calculus of quantum mechanics. the recent Nobel Prize winner at Hoofd does not believe in the calculus of quantum mechanics because it allows you to synthesize a true random mathematical variable, and therefore he doesn't believe in it. He believes that the quantum effects are sort of disappear at some level in quantum form, whatever that may be. That there is another theory which in another way deterministically explains this the phenomena here. So for us, we are the task with first of all, onset is a difficult task because we have a mathematical formulation of randomness in some way. We have some intuition of, maybe physicists have an intuition of what true randomness would be. How does this connect? But it's a very interesting task. So that, I don't know, but it only can sort of formulate some questions here. So, are there any comments from the audience?
In the Laplace mechanism, just the initial condition could be a random real.
The Napoleon asked Laplace about his celestial mechanics book. He called him read this and asked Laplace, sir, where you've got in your theory? And the plus answer, Monsieur, je n'ai pas besoin de cette hypothèse. So, I don't need that hypothesis. So then later somebody told Diderot this answer of Laplace, and then Diderot said, as Marx Hitler reminded me just some days ago, that then Diderot said, but it's such a convenient hypothesis, it explains so many things. So this is your
So the end of the story, then Laplace said, it explains so many things, but it predicts nothing.
Oh, Diderot said this.
Or Diderot.
Yeah, okay. That explains so many things, but it predicts nothing. Yeah. So, yes.
So, I don't know what was going on, anything who was fighting this treatment.
I'm not sure he even was aware of it.
No, it's not. From the only thing I know is that Kolmogorov in none of his papers refers to Shaitan, but he refers in every paper after the first one to Solomonov.
Yeah, so probably the changing paper of between 1969, and at that time Kolmogorov was first rather old, and since the middle of 60s he was very occupied with completely changing the mathematical teaching in Soviet high schools. So he has a, I don't know, 10 hours per week teaching in a high school for some period. So he was really very involved in this.
That's too easy an explanation because he wrote seven lots of short papers after the original one, which he usually summarized the state of affairs of what everybody had done, he was aware of. He doesn't refer to shit. But my Russian friend should know better.
No, actually, what I can say for sure, that Kolmogorov gave some talk on our seminar, and I have some. There were some discussions and so on. So he never mentioned Chaitin, and also it's a bit probably we should then ask him and tell him about this. But personally, I never discussed this with him. So I guess he has no, more or less at the time we had no.
I think Levin's opinion is less charitable than this, he says, Kolmogorov on purpose did not make the change.
Maybe Levin should know this better, but he is
prudently absent. So, any other questions?
returning to the question whether there's true physical readiness, I mean, both philosophical ideas are quite simple, and a random universe would be nicer, and a deterministic universe maybe even nicer. The problem is assuming that the universe is random, is that you stop searching for a deeper explanation. So even if it is random, you should never believe that it's random, because you should always try to find that it's regular. So it's a dangerous position, even if it's right.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with you.
Yeah. Imagine that the universe is a random sequence, and you, as a physicist with measurements, you do, say, 1 billion of experiments, and you get what you want, because, you know, finite part is the initial part of the sequence, maybe you want anything. Yeah. So you are led to believe that the whole sequence is computable and understandable, but in reality you just see some local pattern and you fool yourself.
No, but after you publish the theory, somebody will try to repeat the experiments and probably
well,
find
but
it.
The point is rather whether, I mean, nobody doubts that, let's say, or that causality or determinism exists in nature. The question is, do they exist among all these causal things? Through random variables in the sense of physical embodiment of those.
So assume you make these observations where an atom decays within an hour, so you have a bit stream, yes it decays, no, yes, 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 and you have this 1 million bits, yeah, and it looks random according to some standard tests that all physicists do, and then okay, and this is the motivation for believing that it is truly random, but maybe it's pseudo-random in a very clever pseudo-number generator, or not so clever. So maybe you should try to figure it out, or maybe it's a digit of pi or something. So we should always, I mean, not spend all our time, but some fraction of our time to find the regularities between the seemingly random sequences in quantum processes.
But I can make it for there's an experiment of Hermann Weyl. I think this is an interesting disconnection. Assume that all particles in the cosmos move randomly. How high is the probability that they group a certain million years, such that we get the sun system? That the probability is very low. But if the cosmos exists infinitely long, the probability is 1 that disappears. And now even more, how great is the probability that some configurations of material moves and behaves like we move on the Earth. Now, the probability is very, very small, but if the universe exists infinitely long, with probability 1, it will do so from 1 million years. So, this answers if we are able to decide certain processes really random or deterministic. This is, I think, probabilistic statements and expression about the relation between my knowledge and what happens. And if my means, if I have a strong computer or whatever, it's very strong, then it is not random. And if it is not so, then it is random. It is a taste what I define random or not random.
Yeah, but this is a quite different. This is the school start, I don't know, when or in the 40s.
Yeah.
But the question and others or so, and this is still living, especially in AI, this idea of objective probability, and they vehemently reject also that objective probability is
but the problem is that true randomness in nature, which is, let's say, associated with quantum mechanics, and this is an epistemological fundamental thing, it has nothing to do with knowledge or not. It is. Do two random mathematical variables exist?
But this is just math.
What?
But I mean, two randomness or one randomness, it's just math.
It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with a random variable.
We don't ask what is the reality, we ask is the description useful? This is positivistic. This is, if you look at the differential equations, describing the dynamics in water or in the air, this is an approximation on statistical processes.
I think the audience gets restive. I think this has been an interesting discussion, and as far as I have been concerned, I think that if I think of meetings where such panels and discussions were about certain topics, they're usually extremely disappointing, but in this case I think I was it was very thought-provoking, and I'm very happy we had this discussion. And I thank all the participants for their interest, for their contribution, and the audience for its patience and its concern. Thank you.